But Dick. Hello, hi, Dale.
Yeah.
How you doing, Dale? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation. Okay, Dale?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the first question is going to be, what was, to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry in the union?
I worked 17 years.
Thank you. And now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Marble mason, tile setter, terrazzo mechanical finisher, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, stone mason, cement mason, refractory bricklayer, PCC
refractory.
Thank you. I heard you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, general level mechanic, foreman?
I was a foreman.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, thank you. Are you still, you're still in the union, though, right? Correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None. Yeah, I could always find work when I'm...
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Seems about the same.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Get worse.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tool, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dark air quality, or no real safety concern?
Air quality, probably.
Thank you. Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasional, or regularly?
Never.
Thank you. Switching the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I'm going to read you 5 of them. Tell me which one is the top one, and then we'll go down from there. The internet or social media, radio, friends and neighbors, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming.
Friends.
I'm sorry?
Friends.
Friends and neighbors?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, the second one, I have internet or social media, radio, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV, news programming.
Probably radio.
Okay. And the next one, I have the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV, news programming.
Internet.
Thank you. And the next one, I have cable news, print or online newspapers, local TV news programming.
Oh man, you kind of lost me on it all.
You already told me the first one, the second one, the third one. All we have left is three of them. Which is the least one that you will use, you know?
Three again.
Cable news, print or online newspapers, local
cable.
TV news. Okay. And we only have two left. The next one to that one would be print or online newspapers, local TV news programming.
Local TV.
Okay, that means the last one would be print on. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, now move right along. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Foreign policy, the environment, jobs, and the economy, education, immigration, support for labor unions, healthcare, or something else?
Jobs and the economy.
Thank you. And as you may know, BAC, BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah, I know. I've heard about Davis-Bacon.
You have heard of it. A lot or some?
A lot over the years. I've been in construction for...
You've been a while, yes. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say that is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Yes, very.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? The Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
No opinion.
Don't know. Okay.
No, Republicans.
Republicans?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now, as you may know, the United Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I'm United Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done, which of the following. His job as our president overall. You approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Support for labor unions. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The economy. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Healthcare. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. Immigration.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is doing its job? It's handling this job. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Are you ready to vote?
Am I what?
Registered to vote.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Yes? Almost certain?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
The Republicans.
You will vote for Donald Trump, the Republican, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to BSCO back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Four? Just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? Just one thing we'll do on your own words. I have to write it down, so if you can be specific, that you will think it will improve, your opinion.
Good communication. You know, I'm in the refractory division of it, and we really don't have any representation from the union.
Okay.
We find our own jobs. We do our own thing.
Okay. Okay. And now, what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of this year and the next one? And what is the most important thing the union should be working on? What do you think?
Benefits.
Benefits?
Yeah.
Okay. Benefits. Thank you.
Retirement, that, you know, okay. Healthcare.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? The regular mail, union meetings, job site, email, text?
Email.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
About once a year.
Thank you. Okay. And now I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, we only two more questions. Do you see yourself as a Republican? You already told me already.
Yes.
I already know. Republican. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I'm pretty strong Republican. Not very happy with administration.
Okay. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
I am American.
Yeah, white, Caucasian, black, African American, Latino, Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, and just have your first name.
Dale.
Thank you, Dale. Dale, this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ha, 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 ha.